Welcome to All Voices Are Heard, a Children's Parliament podcast.
Children's Parliament have been investigating how professionals make rights feel.
We've been working with adults from our schools.
We asked adults to try to remember what it was like to be a child.
Did you feel safe when you were a child?
I definitely felt safe. I wasn't aware of any things around me that would make me unsafe. So I felt safe at home, I felt safe at school, I felt safe on the journey to and from school.
I think again, I don't think we knew about anything that was going on. Mm-hmm. We didn't have internet and things, so you didn't have all the stories that you have now.
Can you remember anything that made you uncomfortable?
There were some teachers who I had that I really got a strong feeling they didn't like me as a pupil in their class. And I don't know, I honestly can't remember whether that was down to anything I said or did, or it was just a personality thing, or whether I'm making the whole thing up and it's all in my imagination. But there were one or two teachers, both male teachers actually, who I really felt I didn't get on with and they didn't like me. But there were some other teachers who I remember having a really kind of good relationship with, and there'd be a lot of laughter and a lot of jokes, and it was a much more kind of fun place to be. But no, with these two teachers in particular, I felt uncomfortable around them, and I was always kind of a bit anxious, a bit on edge, just because I felt they didn't really like me that much.
I think the thing at school for me was speaking out, and it sounds really silly that now I'm a teacher and I stand and talk out loud to children every day. I didn't like speaking out at school, so see, if you had to do a class talk or even reading, like you just read in front of us, I couldn't do that. I really, really didn't like doing that, and I got very, very nervous. And if I had a teacher that sort of forced you to do that, I got really quite upset and worked up and scared to do it. Some were more understanding than others, but I think that was my biggest thing. It's the biggest memory from school that I have, having to speak out and talk when I really didn't want to.
Did you feel free to talk to your teachers?
I think I'm going to say no. When I was in primary school, not really. There were teachers I liked and I got on with them, and as I said, there was one in particular that I had a really quite good relationship with, but it wasn't kind of the time when teachers and pupils would have kind of those kinds of conversations. You went into school and you learned and you went home and that was it. So more as I got older, when I was at high school, I started to have a better relationship with teachers, and there were some that I felt I could go to. And at high school I had what was called a guidance teacher, so if I had any problems I knew I could go to them, and I did do that a couple of times, and that was quite useful, but not so much at primary.
Yeah, no, I think I'm the same. At primary school didn't really have that relationship that I really hope that you have with your teacher now. You didn't, it was more adult children. Mm-hmm. There was a gap. The same at high school, you had teachers that you liked, maybe teachers that you didn't. I sometimes felt at high school, if they thought you were good at their subject, they would like you more, but maybe that's just the way I think. But yeah, so.
If you're worried about something, like, could you talk to them if you're worried about something?
Again, not really at primary. I wish I could have done it. I think most of my troubles that I might have had, I would have saved up to talk to my parents at home. It wasn't something I talked about at school much until I was a lot older. So no, I didn't have that, or didn't feel I had that opportunity.
Yeah, no, exactly the same. I'd go home and tell my mum and dad. I didn't talk about it at school at all. If something happened that day or I was worried, I kept it for them at home.
We made up a story about Sandy. Sandy goes to a school where adults aren't doing their best for children.
Sandy lives in a three-bedroom house with his mum and his stepdad and all his brothers and sisters.
We asked the adults to help us change the story. We thought about what the adults in the story could have done differently.
I think it's in the morning. Oh, he's hungry. He was tired. He was grumpy and he had a sore bit, didn't he?
What do you guys say?
He,
I
was, but he gets up in the morning.
Last year, okay.
We thought about the things that we changed in the story and we came up with some calls to action for adults when working with a child who's having a bad day.
Number one, hear them out before you accuse them.
Number two,
let them have some time out.
Number three,
if you're telling their parents, it should just be to tell them what's happened so they know it's been solved in school.
Number four,
check in with your students every day. Number five,
make sure children can have a snack if they're hungry.
You've been listening to All Voices Are Heard, a Children's Parliament podcast.
Presented by
Michael, Wilder, Harry,
Kaylee, Chelsea and Albert.